Talk about no traffic.
Now, there's all kinds of question. Is the world flat? Peter is joining us this morning from the Flat Earth Society. You've seen them all over Twitter. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are in Hong Kong, China, as we speak. Is that correct?
I travel here and there. I prefer not to get too much into where exactly I am. But no, it's not Hong Kong.
All right. But you're somewhere on this flat Earth that we live on.
Most certainly. I am not, in fact, in space.
Okay. Peter, can you give us a little info behind the theory that the Earth is flat?
I'll try to give you the kind of short version of it, because obviously that would be several hours of talking otherwise. But the long and short is that the layout of the continents, what we refer to as the known Earth, is very much like the layout you would see on the United Nations logo. So it is kind of strung around in a circle. And so at least the known Earth is a flat plane.
Okay. Now, so where is the edge?
There isn't.
How do we get to the edge?
There isn't necessarily an edge. There may or may not be one. As I said, we mostly concern ourselves with the known Earth. Now, there is a certain disparity in views and opinions about whether or not anything lies beyond that. So, in the interest of fairness, I'm not going to delve too much into either side, because I would like to maintain some neutrality within the movement here.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now, Peter, let me ask you this, then. Is there a chance that if you went to the end of the Earth, could you fall off into oblivion?
Hypothetically, assuming that there is an edge, although in any model like that, you wouldn't actually find yourself falling. You would find yourself floating right next to the Earth and accelerating upwards together with it.
So is there a chance that there are people that have fallen off the edge and are just floating around, and we don't know they've fallen off because obviously we never hear from them again?
I would put that down to being very, very unlikely, but hypothetically, if you really want to entertain the thought, then yes, I guess so.
So now, I just remember when they launched the rocket there, and we landed on the moon, and we were looking back at the Earth, it looked circular. It looked like a giant sphere.
Most certainly. What about it?
Well, is it a circular thing? It looks like a giant marble, but you're saying it's more like a board game?
I would say if you see a photograph that depicts a circle, it is not entirely fair to say that you were seeing a sphere or a marble.
So are you saying more like it's a flat circle as opposed to an actual globe?
That's a potential interpretation, yes.
Okay, a flat circle. Interesting.
It makes sense to me that he's right about this, because if you think about it, now most of the world is covered with water, and it would be spilling off the edge if it was over. It would be one giant waterfall if it was a circle. Is that right?
I wouldn't say that. That would be. I think if we're talking about the two models, the round Earth model and the flat Earth model, then we should do each other a service and try not to misrepresent the other. So, no, if the Earth were round, it wouldn't be a waterfall. Gravity would hold the water down.
Now, how many people are in the Flat Earth Society?
It's hard to tell. We've been growing quite fast recently. We don't maintain an official register. We've found that to be quite counterproductive. I would say that in terms of active members who come back and post daily, it's probably somewhere in the hundreds.
And what would you attribute the quick growth that you've seen recently? What would you attribute that to?
I think it's a few factors, but I think the main one is the spread of the information era and the ease of communication. When it comes to people like us, you know, it's no secret that we hold beliefs that perhaps aren't extremely popular. When people like that are few and far between, it's very difficult for them to communicate. It's very difficult for them to form communities. It's quite difficult to spread that information. Whereas thanks to the internet, when physical boundaries are no longer that much of a problem, you know, we're talking over quite some distance right now and having a conversation in real time, this information can spread much quicker, and we are much better placed to make our case.
Peter, do you have a website where we can send our listeners so they can learn more about this and get involved with you?
Most certainly. For anything about the Flat Earth Society, our website is www.tfes.org. That's TFES for the Flat Earth Society.org.
Is there anything that we're not including here? Is there something you want our listeners to know?
Probably not immediately, really. I was mostly, you know, I was mostly enjoying the opportunity to come here and tell you about ourselves, tell you that we are here, and if you'd like to find out more, we're here to be spoken to.
I will say I like that it says your forums act as a venue to encourage free thinking and debate. So that's good. You're open to hearing what other people have to say, but also letting people just express their views.
Absolutely. And I think if you go on to the actual forum, you will notice that there are quite a few threads started by people who are completely convinced that the Earth is round and have nothing on their mind but trying to show us that we are incorrect. And we absolutely welcome that and encourage that. We want to have a conversation. We're not looking to spread dogma or, you know, proselytize to people.
Yeah, Peter, I have to admit, when we got on this phone call, I thought, oh, this is crazy. There's no way the world is flat. And now you've got me rethinking everything. And logic tells me that it's got to be flat.
Well, I'm glad that I've got you thinking.
Someone's got to think on this.
It's about time. It's taken us years to try to get him thinking, Peter. You did it
in
a minute.
That's what we have to book there you go. On this show, because no one on this show has anything figured out. Well, Peter, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the other side.
You too. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.